council meeting, and it's the 11th of May, and it's 6 p.m. Straight into the agenda, 26098. I might add that the council's recording this meeting, and if you wish to record the meeting, you may do so. 26098, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken.
I've had apologies from Councillor Cowley and Councillor Boland.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a vote, please? I'll accept the apologies.
Yeah, I think they've got valid excuses, don't
they? Okay, thank you very much. 099, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Would anyone like to declare?
No.
Okay, thank you. 26100, public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Priority will be given to those members of the public wishing to share information relating to items on the agenda. Right, Ian, would you like to speak?
I have to excuse me, I've got indigestion. I thought I'd try and get this over. I just want to counter the claim in the Courier by a resident that the parking order, which allows parking and charging for parking, which is issued by the North Essex Parking Partnership, on the Coast Road car park is unlawful. This also affects the Town Council, because both the Colchester City Council and West Mersey Town Council obtain and share the revenue for it. It infers that then they are acting unlawfully in doing that and may be prosecuted and required to repay any charges and penalties. The background to it is that the use of that area as a car park existed before part of it was designated as a village green in 1970. It's therefore a pre-existing use, with both uses, which is a recreational space and a car parking, required to coexist with give and take. That principle in such circumstances was decided by the Supreme Court in Lewis versus Redcar and Cleveland Borough Council in 2010, and in another case in 2021. The rights of free access to and use of village greens accrue to local residents for recreational use, but not for non-recreational use, such as car parking, i.e. that charging for any other uses, such as a parking, is not unlawful. In addition, the rights of access to and use of village greens only accrue to local residents and not to others, e.g. visitors, even if it was decided that parking was itself a recreational use, their non-residents could be charged. This principle also applies to the area used for parking of dinghies that is leased to West Mersey Yacht Club, in that access to it by residents may not be obstructed, but residents may not park their dinghies on it without permission or payment. The issue I raised before in respect of that area was only that West Mersey Yacht Club are not allowed to obstruct access to it by putting so many dinghies on it in the summer and trailers that people cannot access it. It is not about the status of the land, which is in black and white. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Right, 26101, to confirm minutes of the council meeting of the 9th of April 26. All right. Have you got a copy of your minutes? Have you read them?
Yeah, I have. I couldn't quite work out what the broken road was. John Dowes, I think. Detailed a previous request concerning a broken road, which has now been marked. Not that it matters, but just...
It was a request I put to him where the road had actually gone under because of the traffic coming out, the work traffic from Riley.
Thank you. So it's a broken road.
Yes.
I've had a rocky road, but not a broken road. they're fine. Me. I'm happy to propose them. Okay.
Is everybody else okay?
Second it.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. All in favour. Councillor Jenkins and seconded by Councillor Hinswell. All in favour.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to abstain because I didn't have the minutes in the pack. And I've been away for the last few days. Right, okay, so 26.102 to confirm minutes of the extraordinary council meeting of 14th of April, 26.
Yeah, they're nice and short, aren't they?
These, I can quickly read these as I'm seeing these. They were very quick. Right, okay.
It's so quick that I need to abstain because I missed it.
Okay, so can I have a proposal, please?
You were late, weren't you? Oh, we were early.
I propose, Chair.
Okay, second, please.
Yeah.
Councillor Weaver, all in favour?
Yeah.
Councillor Williams abstaining, thank you. I might add that meeting was, took 3 minutes and we finished it 7 minutes past. I think it was 7 minutes past four, wasn't it? Yeah, a record, it should go on the wall, I think. 26.103, to review and adopt the following policy documents, policies and documents, amendments highlighted in red, delegated powers. Policy A. Okay, has everybody read?
That's what I wanted to clarify. Yeah. The red.
The red bits.
Okay, anybody mind? Have you got red?
Oh, I've got red. Yeah.
Right, any comments?
We've been through them, haven't we, Nigel?
Well, yes, we have. And they were modified to address a problem that we had.
What's
in the
mean?
Previous few months of reinterpretation of them, and we were advised to revise them, which is we have. Whether they're adequate for all eventualities, we never know but until they occur. But
you won't know, Councillor Acker.
What advice came about changes? What was the advice?
Was this over the...
Yeah, it was to do with making sure the policy is aligned and to do with the,
I can't think what it's called.
I think...
The beacon.
So making sure that disposals, it was clear.
Okay.
Clear of the disposal of assets.
I believe it was the ALC. You took advice from the ALC or SLCC.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, whoever it was,
okay,
ended up saying... You should take this opportunity to revise your delegated powers policy.
That's me.
So we've done it.
Yeah.
So we're done.
Okay, proposal, please. Seconder, please.
John wants
to
get
in. Oh, apologies, sorry. Sophie?
Seconding?
Let Sophie do it.
Is it all?
Right, seconder. All in favour? Thank you. B. Information and data protection policy.
Not much vision.
Is it in this one?
I looked into this. I think somebody asked me to look into it. So I went back to quite a few councils and the SLCC, and so the one item that we didn't have in was the item in red about the we had to update the Data Use and Access Act 2025.
Okay.
No, it's not this one.
Oh, that was in the IT policy, is it?
Yes, I think
it
is.
Are we looking at page 4?
sorry.
Yes, page 4.
I'm too
right to the data of ADA.
Yeah. Right, does anyone have any comments?
No.
No? I've got a couple of comments. Just on the layout of the document, before, if we could move to perhaps agree with amendments. And the amendments are, one, put page numbers on it, please. And then on page four, under the council's right to process information, just a line.
Yeah.
And also, if you could go through the document and the words town clerk, upper T, upper C.
Uppercase, yeah.
And
so line page four.
Town clerk or town council?
But the first one that I came to is town clerk, town council. But just do control find on the document and check all of them so that they're consistent. You know, you've got in places on the document it's in capitals, uppercase, and in others it's in lowercase.
Yeah. So you spotted last year.
No, there you go.
No, nor the year before.
No, there you go.
We've got someone.
Well, we're spotting it this year.
Yeah. Right.
All the way through the document. There's another example for you, Kirsty. There and there.
Okay.
The difference between there and there. Okay. And have
so
a look at
all
that.
In capitals.
Yeah, it, you know, it's inconsistent all the way through the document.
Uppercase for the first letter. Yeah. Yeah.
It's for consistency.
Yeah.
So you want up. So it's not what it's supposed to say, it's just town council, so you want an uppercase for town.
Uppercase for the T and uppercase
for the
C.
Yes. Yeah. And also committees. If it's a committee, do we use that?
Oh, I see.
Is that getting a bit pedantic, I suppose?
I think it should be.
Yeah.
Because it's a name. If it's
personnel, it's a name.
Yeah, but committees in general, you say, is a small thing. Okay. And I think that was it. Sort of just research right the way through to pick all of them up.
Oh, there's a hyphen missing. Look,
I didn't spot the hyphen.
I'm going
to have to do hyphen.
Is it more? Is it one or more commissioners? Is that one?
Yeah,
so it's apostrophe S.
Yeah. Damn it, I didn't pick that up.
I wouldn't go for it. I can't, I'll never work them out, just leave them out.
Well, I'll come and explain it to you one of these days.
I know, but I won't.
It would be nice to get it right, though, wouldn't it? You know,
well,
it's a money.
I wonder what they put down.
I think it
yeah.
should actually be S apostrophe, because it's belonging to the commissioner, isn't it? Commissioner's office.
Yes. If, but or not at all. But anyway,
or is it just a title, Information Commissioner's Office?
Yes,
it
is.
It's
not talking about the office, it's a title.
It's a title.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's no belonging, he just works there.
No, it is a thing, yes.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so can we move
on? So yes,
yeah. It's an excellent document.
It's one
of an excellent document.
I propose we accept it with the
amendments for the last section. All in favour?
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
We are recording this.
Yes, of course, sorry.
A little bit of decorum, shall we?
Absolutely. C, IT policy.
We've been discussing this today, haven't we, Nigel?
Yes.
So, which one of you two would like to mention about point
well,
seven?
Well, since I started the whole rigmarole off, paragraph 7, email, not paragraph, section 7, email communications. Because I didn't know what it meant, it says confidential or sensitive information must not be sent via email, it is to be encrypted. Well, I didn't know what that meant, well, I knew what encrypted means. But I think we've agreed that we should add in something encrypted by using password protection, the password protection function in Word and Excel. In other words, it needs to be password protected, which we don't do, which we should do.
Particularly with personnel.
Particularly the person.
Well, and any other GDPR sensitive information.
Yeah.
Salaries and.
Yep, so, and it's encrypted by using password protection function in Word and Excel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens if you've got Apple.
It's the same.
You can use Word and Excel.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay, so that's your proposal.
Yeah.
With amendments. Seconder, please. Thank you. Councillor Williams, all in favour? Thank you. D, documents and retention policy.
Now, I actually found a couple of things on page 2, just to prove that I read every word.
Oh, it's the same one that I found, which is rather funny.
Yeah, Yeah.
Is it the same one?
Yeah, yeah, that one is. Yeah.
Oh, and the next one. The next line starts with within.
Right, the next line, hang on.
Within. Instead of within.
The next line is made, for example, by job applications.
Oh, the next one.
Within. Oh, yeah, I missed that one. Well done.
What's that coming as such?
Yes. Yeah.
They haven't changed anything from last year.
No, it's been like that since 2019, probably.
Terrible, isn't it?
I wonder how many we'll find next year.
Well,
hopefully it'll be better. And also, again, just if you wouldn't mind just doing control find for any councils that need, if there's any words in there that need.
I think this one's more general rather
than specific. It's not talking about. It says a council.
Yeah, this
rather
is
than the council.
Yeah.
But if there's anything there that needs changing, if you won't mind.
So you want a council and a council.
Just go through and have a look.
You want something like that because
a council is okay as lowercase, I think it is, because it's generalisation, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's when it's specific to, it's a capital, so no, that's fine. But just if you wouldn't mind, just going through and doing that.
I did have a couple of questions on the annex section as well.
Okay.
There just seems to be a lot of old-fashioned, outdated stuff in there.
Yes.
Like
minute
books, receipt books, bank paying in books, check stubs. I just wondered if it was worth Kirsty going through and deciding if he still needed all of those.
May I speak? It's based on a model document and it covers everything. We do have minute books, don't we, which they're folders. That's a minute book there. But the other things, we don't use checks, but this covers every eventuality for all councils, so I don't believe that it's really worth us paring it down because we might miss something out.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
But as you are right, it does mention planning papers. Of course, we're not a planning authority, so we don't have planning applications stored yet.
Yeah.
But it is a general
model
policy to cover everything.
Yeah.
Chair, can I ask a question? I see this was taken from legal advice by LLC in August 22. Do we does the town clerk get periodic updates?
Well, you go on the website, and on the website it hadn't changed.
It hadn't changed.
No, it hasn't changed.
On the side, like, we've all got access to the.
So that's what's been brought forward, no change.
Okay. Any other comments? Right, proposal, please. Seconder, please. Councillor Baker. All in favour? Thank you very much. Maxine, did you have your hands up? Yeah, thank you. E, general data protection, general privacy notice.
Just had an interest question on this. The ICO 72-hour reporting requirement. Just wondered if you know what that is.
If there's a breach.
What is it? How do you do ICO 72-hour
report? It'd be on their website, I would suggest. It'd be on the Information Commissioner's website.
Okay,
Have you ever looked at it?
Yeah.
No, this is the information I went to find out, extras or bits that were missing from our policy. That was just the one item, that was new.
I just think, I'm not disagreeing it should be there at all. I'm just thinking if it's a requirement and it's a 72-hour, it's on a timeline, then maybe we actually need to set up some kind of document so that whoever's on in the office can follow that. If it's a requirement, it's all
me or John. I was going to say, we have a data... an appointed data protection officer, is that correct?
It's Kirsty.
Which is Kirsty.
Yeah.
It's their duty to report breaches.
Yes,
so
that's why I'm asking.
Well,
does Kirsty know how to do it as it's a new thing?
I guess I'll find out.
Yeah.
As and when.
Well, this
you would,
your
first
no
port of call.
That's right.
Your first port of call would be to contact Aldershot the ICO. I'm just looking up to see whether it, and by just typing that in, it tells you on the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
Just typing that in, I've just typed it in.
Data. Chair. Chair, in the red part, it says all staff and councillors receive data protection awareness training.
I'm glad you've picked that up.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I've actually put a question to ask Kirsty with this bit, being that we're putting a policy.
Yeah.
Is we were all asked recently to complete this. And this is really a requirement that we all need to complete.
It's not a requirement. Staff do. The councillors should be given the opportunity to complete it.
Right,
they don't, as a legal requirement, honestly, have to complete it. But it's best practice, obviously, for councillors to complete it. But it's only the staff under Assertion 10 who have to complete data protection training.
Okay, so has all the staff completed it?
Yes.
They have, and just as a matter of interest, because the way that the email came out is that we had to do it as well. Has everybody done it?
I've done mine.
I've got Councillor Ecker hasn't done it.
No, I haven't done it.
Councillor Baker hasn't done it.
Assuming
this is up to date, Councillor Boylan isn't noted as having done it. I've done it. Bob's done it. Carl's done it. Sophie hasn't, as you said.
Oh, sit in the corner, Sophie.
But
send me out the link or whatever it is.
If you ask Carol,
right?
Yeah. I'll ask her tomorrow.
But it's valid for a year. You can use it up to a year, and you can do it again and again if you want to.
Actually, I thought I had to redo it because mine finished in May, and when we ran the ALC, they said no.
It's once you've done it.
Yeah. Which. I was surprised by.
Okay.
Because I assumed I would have to renew.
The city, I used to have to do it every year.
But we can still do it.
Yes, from that link that was set out, that link was valid for a year.
Which is why I assumed that I would have to.
I'll ask again.
Right, okay.
It was
so.
In general, wasn't it? It was very common sense, really.
Yeah, it was.
It was a short thing as well.
It's only short to half or something.
I've got one wrong.
I think we all did.
Well, I certainly got one wrong.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
I got one wrong as well.
Well, I did it deliberately to see what would happen.
Right. Okay. So, any other comments to do with this?
No. What does it actually say in the policy in regard to that? Does it say all staff and councillors should?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. So, therefore, if we write that in the policy,
it would be all councillors.
So, all staff should complete.
And councillors receive data protection awareness training. So, it's stating this.
Yeah, it says should, not must, but that's fine.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't say should. It's implied.
Should we put all?
I'm not looking at it.
Proposer?
Who's proposing?
I'm quite happy to propose. Seconder, please.
Someone.
Anyone? Anyone's all in favour?
I can't.
I'm always
done it. I've done it.
I'm glad you've been a bit annoying.
I can't do it.
Oh dear, I've only got four corners as well, so.
What? Are you putting. Nigel was putting his hand up for some reason.
I was voting, but I was probably too late or too early.
I thought everybody would put their hand up. You want to put your hand up again?
Thank you.
I must have missed you. 26104 to review and agree the quotation for the removal and installation of three items of park equipment for school gardens. just to repeat again, we do have the offer of some Section 106 funds. We just need to now agree which point.
Question on that. So we've definitely got those Section 106.
It's
been confirmed that we will get it.
In fact, I think the last email was they start the ball rolling, they're aimed.
And for the minutes, how can it be confirmed how much?
It was just under 20,000.
It was, yes.
It wasn't precise, it was just
under 20,000.
Yeah, it was.
But it was in the previous minutes anyway.
Yes.
Yep,
we just approved.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, okay, so you've all had the quotations. Bob, would you like to say a few things?
Well, I do, yes, I have been through them. I think Sovereign, or ENF, should we say, perhaps the tape, are too expensive. I don't quite know how to get to that figure.
Yep.
Ken, who are a good contractor.
Their accessible wheelchair was like £8,000 more than the
other
one.
No, it was originally, but this big book brought right down there.
Yeah. Well, it's £12,000.
Okay. Yeah.
What, on Sovereign?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was, well, sorry. Subtip one has come right down. I don't know why Sovereign is so high. I didn't look at it. And 34,000, oh, really.
That's what I mean.
For three pieces of equipment.
Yeah, 12,000 for that one piece.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yep.
Ten are a very good contractor. They've done a good job on the skate park. Have they finished it now, the skate park?
No, so we're still waiting for the grind rail.
Grind rail.
Should we refer to them as option A?
Yeah, I know, sorry.
Because we are.
We should do. I started off saying option E and F. A and B. However, A and B are a good contractor. But I did go through their quote, and they're quite expensive on certain items. I can't really work out why. Option D. C and D are our incumbent supplier, so they know them, they know us well there, and their equipment is perfectly fine. They're a UK based company. We get spare parts when we need them quickly, and they've come in with a good quote. So I think it almost makes the decision almost makes itself, doesn't it? I think it. I think
yep.
It's option D.
And that's with the accessible trampoline,
which
works out cheaper than the unaccessible
trampoline.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's almost non-accessible. Almost half the price.
And the difference between option B and option D is option B is for dual use for two people, and option D is a single one.
Oh, well, the size of the trampoline.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, option B was my preferred because of that, because young children in the trampolines.
Yeah.
May need care out there.
Yeah, that was my original thought, I have to say. That's why we thought about a double, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I was in Tiptree Park. They've got a small-ish trampoline, and a big lad was on it, and a small lad was on it. A big lad jumped on it, and he put the boy up in the air, and he came down on his knee on the hard bit around the edges, so I thought it wasn't nice. So I thought, why would we take that risk? So the smaller one is perfectly adequate.
Question: the smaller one, how can you prevent two?
Well, you
two
can't prevent it.
Trying to use it at the same time.
You can't prevent it, but there's less spring in it.
Only because it's small.
Because
it's smaller. It's a smaller.
Area,
yeah.
What do you think?
Personally, I still think that there would be more instances of carer and child using it than children using it incorrectly and inappropriately. So for me, my vote would still be the double one. That's why we have more votes.
When you say carer and child, you mean an adult and a child using it at the same time.
Yeah, so a child that may not be old enough to initiate that trampoline movement themselves may have a carer with them, whether that's their parent, an older sibling, a paid carer.
Is there any age restriction on the use of the trampoline?
I thought there was an age on it. On B.
Weight restriction.
Designed for, I think it said, on bay.
It says from 6 to 12 metres.
Yeah. it says age range 3 to 12 feet. Oh, anti-slip, sorry, my apologies. Oh, yeah, anti-slip jumping surface, age range 3 to 12 years.
And as it's in the lower play area, that's on the signs anyway to say that.
Yeah.
Not straightforward, is it?
I mean, how many 3-4-year-olds would be in a wheelchair on that by themselves?
Yeah.
Let's go through those two again.
I think there's room to stand behind the wheelchair and to hold it, but then if you hold it in place, it's not really doing anything, is it?
It does. I mean, I've been with my granddaughter and her little friend, and the joy on their faces when the wheels,
I understand what you're saying. But it's not. That's difficult because if adults aren't allowed to use the equipment in the play area, makes it difficult for a carer to be on the trampoline at the same time. Unless we modify the signage to say those in the age range plus carer.
There's no signage to cause at the moment.
Restricts the age.
Restrict the age. In the play part, sign
in the lower. In the lower.
So it does, I mean, it does show in the picture with the tick.
Yeah.
And a wheelchair user.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just read what Sutcliffe say here. As both options provide, that's the inclusive and the non-inclusive, if you like. As both options provide a jumping experience, I would personally, this is the Sutcliffe talking, recommend the inclusive trampoline. It is designed for users of all abilities and supports inclusive play, allowing children to play together and encourages social interaction and shared experiences. So clearly it is large enough for more than one.
So should we go around the table? Thoughts?
Thoughts
or comments?
Well, I think I've made mine. Because of the experience that I've seen, I would go for the smaller one rather than the larger one, just for safety, but not anything else.
Okay. All right, I'll go around.
Oh, balance, I think, C as well.
Okay, thank you.
Are we deciding which one? It is difficult. It's difficult because it looks like neither of these are designed to have an adult on them, along with along with the child. Mm. So,
do you think that age range is able to use, or that age range that's going to get most enjoyment from it?
Aimed at.
It simply states age range 3 to 12 years. It doesn't qualify.
I would make the suggestion that is how they see it as being suitable for play for ages between 3 and 12.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Just, can I just go back to yourself? Yeah. C is...
Sorry, I've got the wrong one.
I've got the wrong one. It's D.
Right,
yeah.
D. Right, okay, thank you. Councillor Hinderwell.
Okay, option D, would be my preferred one because of Bob's comments about two users of unequal mass used it at one time can cause a problem. But it seems that neither of the accessible ones are rated for adult use anyway. So I'm not quite sure how carers would be accommodated when when necessary. But being as they're both equal as far as age range goes, I'd go for option D.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Baker.
I concur with that as well, after listening to what
Councillor Weaver. What's your thoughts?
Give me a minute. I'm just really torn between them. I just
it's not easy.
I mean, I do understand Bob's concern as well. I think
I wonder whether families are actually geared for a carer not to be on it and another child to be on there.
Well, I think that's what the two.
Yeah.
To use a one.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. I'm being bad. I've lost myself. So that's good. I don't think the size of it is hugely different. Yeah, it is the option D is smaller. But when you look at the pictures, it looks like there's a great difference, but the option D one is like 60 centimetres smaller one way, and the 10 centimetres lower.
10's nothing, is it?
No, that's the width.
Yeah,
4 inches.
So it's the length that is
2 foot shorter.
Yeah, so it's like 60 centimetres, half a metre, just over half a metre.
Yes, please do. Considering that all our other paper equipment is non-suctive in that particular programme, from a practical point of view, it makes sense to use the same provider in terms of repairs. But that doesn't mean that the 10 can't repair. Also, the other provider can't repair.
I'm going to say D.
Okay, thank you. I'm also going to say D for a couple of reasons. One is you've just pointed out that it's only 4 inches one side and 60 centimetres, half a metre, the other end. And it's an awful lot more money. It's another, is it 5,000? Just over 5,000?
Yes.
So can you warrant spending another 5,000 that possibly go towards another piece of equipment in time? And looking at option D, I do think that you will get another body on that trampoline. I think you will get somebody else on there.
Yeah.
Looking at the space that's there.
Yeah. And if we didn't, it wouldn't worry me too much for the reasons I've already
said. You said the safety side. I mean, you could get two people on there and you could have the same problem,
right,
in all fairness.
Yeah.
One could bounce and the other one
yeah.
comes off. But for the price of it, I think that option D is more.
The price difference is not actually on the trampoline, is it? I'm trying to work out where the price difference is.
I think Bobby went for
between B and D, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult
price,
to.
Price that 5,000 is not a different number.
It's mostly in the rubber mulch.
Yeah.
It's mostly in the rubber mulch.
Oh, I believe I read somewhere, because I have read the foodie stuff. I think it was the smaller trampoline that said accessible. They were indicating that being a smaller one, some children that are a bit intimidated by lots of other children being on a trampoline, it encourages them to just get on there and have a go, sort of thing. This is just another aspect.
Yeah.
So it swings around about.
Yeah. Rather than falling from the playground.
Yeah. Or trampolines and trampolines.
Yeah. Right. Okay then. Well, there's four that are going to D. So. Can I propose, make a proposal that we accept option D?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay.
The kids are going to love it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just the kids, as you know. All in favour?
Nice on it.
Thanks for
having
seconded.
Councillor.
Okay. Yeah.
All in favour? All got your hands up.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much for that.
I'll go and test it out.
Yeah, you and me both. I'll come over there with you.
Age limit's 3 to 12.
No, it's all right. We just sorry.
We can lie.
I'm very happy.
Let's see if we get that bounding up, banging your knees on the edge.
Yeah, don't do that. Whatever you do.
Yeah, I'm sure the kids have great fun. Right, 26105 to agree the quotation to install a new footpath using a compacted gravel finished at Coast Road. You should have three options in front of you.
Mm.
Firstly, can I just ask a question, please? Henderson's. Is this
option B?
Is that option B?
Option B.
It's not just me.
It's not. It's not. Right, okay, so this option.
More training.
More training.
Why didn't we get the original quotation? Why have we got something sort of laid out on?
I think because you asked for, didn't the spec to be changed?
Yes.
The quote changed.
Yeah, but we haven't got the original quote.
We
this isn't on
their
paper.
Well, revision two. I think it's just how they've done it.
A, B, C.
But it's Henderson and Taylor's quote.
Yeah.
You mean option
I've got
B.
I've got three.
It's a good job we haven't got to throw a pound in the pot.
The point
time,
is, it's not on their lighthearted.
Oh, no, it's not on
their
lighthearted.
Probably because it was a revised price. Yeah. They revised it, maybe they just did it on a.
Yeah,
just came
no, no,
no. But it's got Henderson Taylor at the top. It?
Yes.
Ah! Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay. But yes, no, isn't it?
This was to increase the depth of the subbase, was it? Compared to the previous one.
It was something like that, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Because the other two
they're
had
consistent now.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
consistent.
They're
now.
Consistent, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I tried to work out a difference in spec.
I don't think
between
there is.
Them.
It should be identical.
There is a
breeding gravel. That's the same. Meters.
Yeah.
Yeah. 250 millimetre. Yeah, so the only difference I could find was all the spelling mistakes on the second one.
Well, that obviously don't put it spelling.
Well.
Well. going to say that obviously there's three quotes there, and one of them is more than twice as much as the first two, so that one
C is discounted.
That's discounted, so it's between A and B, which are not too far away from each other.
I know that option B one of the contractors from the council raised the link before. They did a lot of work for the council. I don't think we've used them yet, have we?
No, we haven't. No.
Well, the money you saved by taking option B could add to the £5,000 you just saved on the play equipment and get an even better piece.
But it's still a good saving, isn't it?
It is a good saving, yeah.
You know, on this,
yeah,
it's like for life.
Yeah, I couldn't. I can't spot a difference.
No.
And then you've got VAT on top of it.
Has anyone got any other comments? Has anyone got any comments?
I've got general comments, but not on the quotes themselves.
Because on option A, the figure that's on the front here is excluding VAT.
Yeah,
when you look at it, it's actually
£11,566
as opposed to £8,000. So great saving.
Yeah.
They're
all excluding
VAT. VAT, yeah.
Yeah, they're all excluding VAT.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
We have agreed, haven't we, that this Meridian meets us is not loose. It's going to be compacted down so it's not loose. Yeah.
We've done
it
that.
It does say compact.
Yes.
Yeah, we discussed
I don't know how compact it is.
No, neither do I, but it's short.
It should make a wacky weight, I would have thought. It's not in resin, is it? Sorry.
No, it's not in resin, but it's designed to self-bind, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, but something like that,
wasn't it? Yeah. And of course, we got planning, certificate of lawful development. And no comments were made upon that of any types of surface that should be used. In fact, there was nothing, no comments at all. Just
it was highways, wasn't it? I think.
Yes, but they didn't comment on the planning application.
No.
So there was no requirement on that planning application for any particular type of service, but highways had said it needed to be a bound or not a loose surface.
Anyway. Not a loose surface,
Says self-binding.
Yeah, it is self-binding. Breedon is self-binding, but no particular experience with it. But,
no,
but I think Dave Boylan did though, didn't he?
Well, he had similar comments from what I've just said.
I think he was happy with it.
But it's only time will tell.
Yeah. Can I make a proposal just to move this along, please? Option B.
No second.
Yeah,
all in favour?
That's what I've gone for.
Thank you.
Before we move on, I mean, I'm quite happy with that decision. I'd like to propose that we get Henderson's option B down to see the Dawson family to make sure that they understand what we're actually going to do, so we don't get halfway through it and they say, no, we told you had to slope it down.
Can I just ask, was there any conditions in the contract of sale? So I don't feel we need to do that.
Out of courtesy.
And I think it might be pragmatic to do it as well.
I agree that out of courtesy, but they can't stipulate what it should be because we have purchased that 1.5 metre strip of land. But of course, if anything reasonable,
I think it's just, let's not antagonise anybody. Let's bring them along with us.
They are the neighbours.
They are the neighbours, unfortunately.
Yeah. And can I also ask that our town clerk looks into a way leave agreement as well, please?
For
a way leave agreement on the telegraph pole that's in the middle of the
path. Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah,
exactly. So you can explain that to us all.
Right, a way leave agreement is if you have a utility, a pole,
yeah,
a wire on your land, then the utility companies pay for that being on your land. They repay and amount. You enter into a legally binding document for so many years. You can receive an amount each month. It's not a great deal, but at the end of the day, it's on our land. Or you sign up, sort of, say, for 10 years. And then you have to...
Yeah, on my daughter-in-law's land, if they put a power thing up, post up, and they paid her a lump sum, and said that is for all time, and we might find that the Dawsons have done the same thing.
No, with mine.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they might have done that. So
with the Wayleave agreement, as soon as the previous landowner or in my case, my property.
The land is sold, yeah.
Yeah, land sold, then that Wayleave agreement no longer exists. So even if that previous person has taken, say, 10 years' worth of premium, that's the chance that the utilities company will
but
take.
That's an
and it starts, yeah. So
ideally,
if we could look into that, that'd be really good.
Yeah. Ideally, we'd like them to move it, wouldn't we? Because it is in the way.
They won't move it.
No,
they won't move it.
Yeah.
We'd have to pay to have that moved, and that'd be a lot of money.
We're just going to have to go around it then.
Okay, so...
We'll restrict wheelchair width, that's in.
Yeah, 26110, to agree a quote for the refurbishment of the council chambers table.
We are going to have a word with the Dawsons.
Well, yeah, just as a polite.
As a polite.
But
I agree with what you say, but I think on this occasion, knowing the parties or whatever, I think it's
right.
Let's bring them along with us. So, is it
the
treatment board, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing 26106, I think, now. Sorry, I was getting ahead of myself. To agree the quotation for the tree works in West Mersey in accordance with the tree survey report. Right, so we have option A, option B, and option C. Any comments, please?
We know both contractors A and B, don't we?
We do.
It's probably prudent to spread the business around a bit. So have we been using one over another? Kirsty, I can't remember now.
I think both have been used frequently. I'm not sure.
I know we have used both of them.
I couldn't say which one's been used more.
Okay.
Not to persuade you in anything, but there is a difference between the two quotes.
Oh, you mean on the actual
on
scope
the,
of work?
There is. On option A, they advise that all arisings to be removed from the site, but option B don't.
I think it is happening, option B, I'm talking to Cara about this, that they've been taking the... sawdust away.
Right, okay.
Some of them leave it biodiversity.
That's quite a lot though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not convenient. That's not convenient here, is it? Because it's a play area.
Yeah. Anyone else got any comments?
The tree work that was done the other day on the emergency, is that the same team that's going to be involved in any of these? Because they left a branch on the ground.
Okay, that was option B who carried that out.
Yep.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Any other comments?
So, can I just make a proposal that we go for option A?
On what basis?
I'd second that on the basis that their quote is clear and it does state that they're moving everything.
Removing the arisings, i.e. all the unwanted material.
Yeah. All in favour?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Hand
up, please.
Did someone someone second that, did they? That's all right.
I think, did you second it?
I'll do it.
Yep, I've got something to
do. Right. Right, So now we are on to 26107 to approve the Colchester City Council bid empty SLA 2026-27 agreement at a cost of £12,297.53 for litter bins and £533.40 for play park inspections.
Did they ever come back to you and agree to
anything? I went back and bins? I said the she said two bins and haven't come back with anything.
But they
have given them the email and sent it through, so.
It's marginally up on what it was last year. It's way under the budget figure that I put in. So.
And of course, we've got no other options.
And we have no other options. So I think it's very fair, to be honest with you.
Okay. Have they got all the bins on them as well?
Well, that's what I've just said.
They
missed out two recycling bins, so they always empty them anyway. But
and it didn't change the cost anyway.
Right, William. So
I propose we go for it, yeah.
Councillor Williams seconded. All in favour?
Yes. Favour, John?
Yep.
Right, 26108 to agree for a member of staff to attend an excavator stroke digger 5-day course at a cost of
£1,550. How can it take 5 days?
I think there's a lot of help.
Because he's researched this.
And every contractor or company that I spoke to said that if he had prior experience, then he could get down to 2 to 3 days. Because he doesn't have any experience of driving it at all, then it's a 5-day course. This was the cheapest one. There was another company that was nearly about £2,700. And there were other companies where he had to stay away for a week and open my bed and breakfast.
And are they far away?
No, this company are local. It was in... it's near Colchester, wasn't far.
So Gary can drive
to it. Yeah, he can drive to it. The other facilities were so far
away. Member
of
staff
can
drive to it.
Yeah.
It's taken them away. The cost really isn't it? The cost for a week in pay. And taken away.
It is.
Okay, that's balanced against having to hire in a different driver. But yes, of course.
Yeah, but yes, it's
okay. So if there's no other comments, I'm happy to propose this, if I could have a second of these. Okay.
I know everyone in
favour.
Councillor Weaver. All in favour?
All in favour?
Yeah.
Thanking you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. 26109 to agree a quote for the replacement seat pads for the chambers chairs.
I don't think
you
can comment on this one.
No, because you don't
use them.
That's a good get out.
You'll have to sit out on this one, don't think.
Dear. Well, we could halve the cost by just putting two on one seat.
No.
Two each cushion?
Oh, no.
But I may flip it now.
I did have a comment on this. As much as it would be really lovely to use Mersey Community Make and Repair, they are a voluntary group, whereas if you go with a company, I'm wondering about warranties.
Knowing the history of the individual that's going to be doing the work on this from the Mersey Community
Option D, maybe doing, yes.
They have vast experience in this. It used to be their business.
Sounds a good start.
Yeah, very good.
And that's fine, but
they are more money.
Yeah.
Well, considering they've got no overheads and the other is a firm, I'm surprised they're more expensive, to be honest.
They talk about a voluntary contribution.
A voluntary contribution.
Yeah, I suspect quite a bit of that's material cost, if they're made of leather.
Faux leather.
Is it faux?
Faux leather.
Not real leather.
Leather's real leather would be very expensive.
Mm, okay.
So I can't really understand why it's...
I don't know. I did believe because
they're having to pay retail price for their fabric rather than...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There was a question when I spoke to Carol about this, is, and I don't know whether it was revised, was whether option B had put enough material down.
Nine seat pad, 3-inch foam, medium depth.
And also, if you look at option A, that doesn't seem a lot of material to me.
Option A, a hell of a price.
Yeah, but even what they're allowing 6 yeah. metres.
Yeah.
Six metres? Not the whole lot. That's per chair, isn't it?
That's the whole lot.
That's quite a lot of
materials. Oh, I suppose 6 metres, yeah, depends on what.
When they say 6 metres, 6 metres long by a metre wide. Not that I'm that, don't use my sewing machine that much.
Well, it's over 54 wide, isn't it? Is it?
Well, I don't know. The material could be a different width, but that's nearly a metre, so it's a fair area.
Yeah, fair.
Well, one has to trust that they are able to estimate the amount of material that they need.
Well, they would know what they would do, wouldn't they?
So I don't think we can question, the quantities of material that they're proposing, because they're going to produce 9 cushions. We're going to have to use more material. That's fair.
And the other thing is, we're talking about 3 inches rather than 2.
I think so. I think that is not going to do it at all.
Marginal, really.
Just thinking sort of personally.
I think the presentation is excellent, by the way.
I wanted to make it as
pretty as possible,
clear as possible.
What's the difference between 2 and 3 inches? Come on, let's move on. Yeah. I don't know which one, to be honest.
Any other comments?
No.
Quite clear. I do have one more, sorry.
Quite clear.
One of them, so option B is no piping.
Mm-hmm.
The other two don't say. The piping is nice, and these have got piping.
Well, the spec says no piping for any of them, doesn't it? But,
Yeah, they will say no. Just wondered if it might have been the answer on the difference in price. But otherwise,
can I just make a comment? On the option B, Trust Washam, it says it's estimate only, not contract. Completing the job described above based on our evaluation, it does not include unforeseen price increases or additional labour and materials which may be required should problems arise or fluctuations and delays in supplies changes can occur.
Yeah, standard clause in it.
But right at this very moment.
Well, estimates are not good, are they? Should be able to quote for something.
Yeah. So that's a good point. It's not a quote, is it?
No, it's an estimate that you can go up.
D&E is a quote as well.
Pardon?
D&E says quote.
A quote rather than
estimate is better.
No, quote's
better. Quote's better than estimate.
A quote is a fixed price, an estimate.
That's what I'm saying. A quote's better.
Yeah. D&E is the quote. So it says thanks for.
That's better.
Although
it's slightly more.
The actual labour isn't included, but that's why they said a donation.
D? Well, I'm happy to propose D.
I'm happy to second it.
Yeah, me too.
Is
all
that
in favour?
Requires a donation as well?
It does. Does
that have to be decided separately?
Yes.
A small donation.
Yeah, but small to. We've just saved tonight.
Yeah,
we've just saved.
Donation needs to be 10 or more percent of that price, I reckon.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's
yeah.
for some.
We'll worry
about that
yeah.
later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in favour?
D. Who's proposed?
D. Yeah.
Councillor Jenkins, yes, seconded.
Yeah.
All in favour? Did all your hands go up?
Yep.
Thank
yeah.
you very much. Thank you. Right, 26110 to agree a quote for the refurbishment of Council Chambers table. You've got options A, B, and C. Is anybody aware, has this top of the table, has this been sanded down before and varnished?
No idea. I know someone looked at it before and they said a French varnish it would cost a fortune and it should be sanded down and polished rather than vacuum weather they put on it rather than French polish.
Right, okay, because when I spoke to Carol, Carol said it was the cost that's involved of French polishing
yeah.
that it's that much more expensive.
Yes.
But the concern would be, just an observation, is if you sand this down, it's not going to include the legs. Your legs are going to end up a different colour to your surface.
Well, it's happened to me when I get out in the sun. I don't know. I've got an opinion on it, but I'm not going to say.
No. Yeah.
I believe this has not been touched since it was installed in this
yeah.
office. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. That's just
mm-hmm. yeah. It's a beautiful table.
Yeah,
it's,
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's substantial.
Yeah.
I mean, without any technical knowledge or reason for it, I had a preference of option C purely because if it's bar top lacquer, bars take an awful lot of traffic and spillages and knocks, so if it lasts on there, it'll last on the table. That's my only logic.
Except they go sticky.
Yeah.
And that's what I found on the bottle. But
yes.
I don't know.
Is that not the dried up Guinness?
Well, it could be, but yeah.
But yeah, I've known. So if anyone has any knowledge of those, which is better.
The second one is wax as well.
Yeah, as well. That's what I was looking at as well.
For one's oil and one's wax, but
yeah.
What's better between them?
Well, I assume waxing would need some top-up maintenance at various periods.
Yeah.
That's an assumption.
But it's a clear lacquer going on top of the wax. In which case, how do you redo wax? There's lacquer on top of it.
You do the wax and then you put the lacquer on top straight after, and it keeps the wood inside moist so it doesn't contract or do anything, it just stays as it is.
Mm.
And that's the same with the oil then?
Oh, that's interesting. Have you read
it's
the product?
Trying to get back to my woodwork though.
Oh, I can't imagine. Imagine. Is that what you meant?
Mm. Matching coat, yeah.
Could be wrong, but remember my old days of doing all this kind of stuff. I'm looking at lacquer and wax because oil would seep in. So once you lacquer it over the top of it, it would seep in and make it a bit underneath coming through. But wax would kind of like keep you suffering because it's more solid. It would stay there, put it like over the top, and it would keep the balance between the wood and
so
the grain.
You would go with the wax?
If it was me,
yeah.
I would do. If I was doing indoors, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I've got a preference.
And the last quote, it says the price for bar top lacquer, which will last longer, it can take the watermarks and hot cuts, etc., whereas wax won't.
Mm. And it all depends on what you want to do with the table.
And I really don't know.
I don't think any of us.
There's a
fine
line between all of them.
100% sure which is best, can we?
Did you speak to Steve?
I did. I did speak to Steve earlier today. And he said it'd be difficult to say with regards to the sanding down. But the concern was, he's sanding this down and starting with like a new piece of wood, is how different it would look. And he said it'd be difficult to say because he's not sure whether this has been done before.
Mm. That thing,
but yeah, I spoke to him earlier today.
I'm sorry, I doubt it's been done before.
Yeah.
But of course, one of these quotes said colour match.
Yeah, so, and that's I think I would go for option B. I'd be concerned about option C, whether, like you say, whether it's going to look a bit glary and sticky.
Whatever one we go, it's going to look better than it is.
Absolutely.
Now.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
so
does anyone else have any other options?
I've got a preference for B, but but not as strong.
There's about that much in between.
Yeah. Of course, like how it is.
Ash, old-fashioned guy.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
It's got character and patina, as I call it.
We need to get some new mats, I think, as well. So, well, I was only kidding, that isn't fun,
no,
that
was
all busy then. Yeah. Okay, so...
Someone's been playing hangman out here.
Can I ask the phone, please?
Yeah, okay. I'll second that. All in favour?
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
I'm
going to
abstain.
Okay, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Right, okay. Nigel's abstained. Thank you very much.
Whereabouts are they, just out of interest? And where are they taking these cuts? Oh, on Stanway. That's it.
Yeah. That's relatively
They're taking
local,
it away,
isn't
it?
Taking it away, yeah.
So that'll have to be timed as well.
It will
be.
Otherwise,
that's going to be a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Actually, it comes in, one.
Because I can
get
back
to
four pieces, yes.
Four pieces, yeah. Well,
I've got a picnic table.
I was going to say, I've got a few.
Yeah,
picnic
just bring
tables, it's fine.
Yeah.
Bring
your
own table.
Yeah.
We could time it for the summer.
Well, it doesn't work like that, as we know from last year with August.
It doesn't work.
No.
Well, we can meet somewhere else.
Well, in all fairness, in all seriousness, I mean, if we've got some banqueting tables, we just might do with that.
Okay.
I've got a banqueting table I can bring in, if anyone else has. Okay, so 26111 to agree a quote for the replacement placemats for the chambers table. Options A to F.
Is it necessary?
Well, I think this was sought because if you're going to have the table done, if you look at the underside of the mats, they haven't changed since they've had that.
Not
I think that was a suggestion.
Okay,
well.
They'd be felt lined on the bottom of the new one or something, so it won't damage
not
the new surface.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you can tell that when it's Amazon,
can No, I can't. They look like just fabric mats to me.
Huge variation in cost, isn't there?
Option C,
coasters.
But most of these are from Amazon, aren't they? So that's
I've got option C indoors. That's what's okay.
Whereas the first one are custom made, aren't they?
Yeah. What's in the open can generally?
Option C, the whoever we chose for the chair covers to make them out the same fabric to match.
Yeah, so as we say, option A was the only one
that was involved in that
other quote, and all the others
what,
were from Amazon, so we can't
put that
judge
on that.
That's a lot, isn't
it?
That's a fair point. Should we defer this one?
Yeah.
And
well, yes, it's not.
It's not urgent.
It's not. So I'm going to propose we defer this
okay.
to to see.
We'll get the table done and see, yeah, see what we think.
And also seek a quote from who we've chosen on the previous.
Can I have a second, please? I'm not sure. Councillor Williams, all in favour?
To agree the quotation for the security post disposal of documents to comply with the AGAR assertion 10 and UK GDPR compliance at a cost of £411.80. Now, Councillor Hinterwell has been up in the loft.
And there's a lot of stuff up. Yes, it's essential that we do clear out old documents to comply with one of the policies that we just approved. Yes. So we need to do it.
Yeah, and we've been assured by the office that it's only essential stuff. It won't be.
I believe Carol is aware of what needs to be done in so far as keeping historical items and offering them to the
museum.
Correct organisation.
Yeah.
Museum or Essex or something.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Council Borough Homes.
Are we certain that...
Or Colchester.
One will do it. Homes. In terms of the volume of the stuff?
No, I don't think... But I don't know.
This is a quote for one, isn't it?
A quote for one or two bins, I don't know, whatever.
One, but it's quite a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends on the capacity of each, isn't it? So,
okay.
I don't think we've got a choice. Can I have a proposal, please?
Hang on, is there more than one option, or is there just one option?
No, there's one option.
We have other options before, they were more costly.
Yeah.
And involved. Taken out as a single
metal bit.
So we get
one bin per week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it's 8 yards. It's quite a big one.
That's 8 yards.
Yeah. I mean, if that is the best option that Carol's identified so far, if we need another one, we need another one.
Yeah.
Start with one and then see how.
So, yeah, we
go. No point in ordering two and not using it.
No, that's my point.
I can start. Right, proposal, please.
I'll propose.
Thank you, Councillor Weed, seconder. Councillor Hinterwell, in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 26113, to agree a quote for a radiator to be installed in the council offices. Options A and B.
One's an estimate, one's a quote, so I suggest option A. It's also cheaper, isn't it?
Okay, so everybody's happy with that. Is that your proposal?
That's my proposal.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favour? Thank you. 26114, to agree a quote to replace the broken paving slabs at the Glee Rugby Pavilion at a cost of
£1,450. So we've just received one quote for that.
We have.
This is a lot of money, isn't it?
How many great paving?
By memory, was it about 28 when we went up there? It was quite a lot of cracks.
It's only replacing the ones that are cracks or broken, not the whole thing.
Yeah.
I asked Gary to go and have another look, and he said that you can replace them, but he said that even when they get replaced, if someone drives over again.
Yeah.
But that's why we
put the barrier
up
there.
But he doesn't believe that will prevent it because people will still drive around.
Yes. I know you'd have to fence it completely off.
Have to fence it completely to stop that
but
happening.
What can we do? We've got to make the surface safe. And preventing people driving across it is
another
matter, but I don't know how to achieve that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What he's saying is that he's made them safe.
Yeah,
in terms of, and if it's something that isn't going to be a long-term fixture to replace all of those slabs, when that was only his opinion, that he didn't think it was a health and safety hazard at the moment. He was managing the problem.
The thing is, of course, the clubs have, in their opinion, identified it as a safety hazard.
Yeah.
So we're a bit stuck, aren't we? Do we just say we're not doing it because we don't think it's a safety hazard?
And it was actually originally discussed and agreed to get quotes quite some time ago, when we agreed to get quotes for the knee-high rail that's gone in up there as well. And we've come under criticism from Miser.
Not addressing the patio, yeah.
I don't think we've got any alternative, Chair, but to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a lot of money.
Can't you drive it up to, this is a patio outside the doors of the rugby building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where there's a bench and the cars are driving on that.
Yeah.
Well, not cars necessarily. When you get sometimes, well, I've seen the tractor. If the whoever's mowing the grass goes up there, they may turn and one wheel may go on there and all that sort of thing. And also, I have seen the rugby club, a contractor working at a rugby club, park their vehicle on there because they've been given the key to go around and say.
But all we can do is try and protect the area, and that's why we put the knee-high rail up there, you know, is to make it more difficult to... it goes right the way, the whole length, which, for the record as well, has been checked by our health and safety consultant, and they've come back and said it isn't a problem. I know that was raised by a member of the public, but they have come back and said it's not a problem. So all we can do is try and protect. But I think as well, I think it personally, it would go a long way at the moment in the bigger picture.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what else we could do to, I don't know, can we put a little hedge around it?
No, because the edge of it is the basketball.
Basketball.
Mm.
Cool.
So really, you all
we can do is try and then... reinforce the message that it shouldn't
should
be
driven over
to the clubs, because it is sometimes contractors or that are working for them, or but you can't stop random droppings over it.
You can't, but perhaps a town clerk could speak to our contractor, the grass cutter, and just be like, yours, you know, that we're going to be doing some work up there, that if they're a little bit careful up that end. And likewise, if we are in a view that we agree this evening, is perhaps that Miser can also be contacted and say, we're going to do this, but can we just remind you it's not to be parked on?
Driven over on. It's not.
Yeah, or driven,
not rated
vehicle
for vehicle weights.
Yes.
So yes, basically, because it's just built as a domestic
patio
for people to.
Like a dob.
Yeah.
Dibbon. Is it dibbon dob? Is it or dob?
Dash and whatever.
Yeah. Put it down. It's not a solid base underneath it.
I wouldn't say it was that expensive, but having paid the patio laid, which
really
was about 6 years ago,
and
that, but now that'd be double what I paid then. So,
well, let's just get it done.
Yeah,
it's
got to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, Councillor Hinterwell, Councillor Acker seconded. All in favour? Thank you. 26115 to agree the quotation for the surrounding posts at the beacon.
Okay. The only question I've got, option B, again, the length of the post. How long do these posts need to be? How deep are they going to be set in the ground? What should their final height be? Because that option B is 1.2 metres long. I just thought that may be a little short once it's planted or set in the ground.
It's got to be the same height as the existing tree, surely.
Yes, I just wondered what that was.
If anyone's minded with option B, it could be subject to. Otherwise, it comes.
Yeah,
back.
Because I don't know what the specification is. How I would expect a third of the total length to be in the ground, something like that, to give it stability.
Mm.
And they will rot anyway. So
they will rot and need replacing again in 5 years or 4 years or something.
Yeah.
I know we was talking to somebody, about the sleeve, putting them inside a sleeve.
Yes, so the member of the public did suggest that there are sleeves available to put over the end of wooden posts to stop water ingress.
Moisture, yeah.
Like heat shrink sleeving, like you would use
shrink
on the electrical. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's something else again, because this doesn't include installation. So,
option B. So.
I don't know if we'd specified the lengths on them.
I don't think we did, did we?
I didn't notice it. I may have missed it.
So, option B again would be looking for a donation.
Yeah, but the price of it is quite attractive.
Yeah.
Initial price.
Well, if it needs to be longer than the 1.2 metres that they quoted,
Well, it might not be. It's just a question I just wondered. Because I noticed the mild steel posts are only 1 metre long, so.
Yeah.
And the recycled plastic is 1.5 metres, so I just didn't really know what was actually required.
Yeah.
But it's most likely okay. It's just a question.
Personally, I don't like metal around.
No, I wouldn't go for metal.
Awful.
Well, no, we'd have to buy four.
I'd be an option A myself.
Yeah, I'm inclined to option A because it's not going to rot. If cars bump into it, it's not going to matter.
Didn't we at one of the meetings go through wood or the recycled plastic for the benches?
Yes.
Yeah. And also outside of the First Park Cemetery, Third Row Cemetery, they're all
recycled. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sort of leaning towards the oak in keeping with the actual beacon itself.
Aesthetically, the oak would be preferable. But practically, plastic is a better option. Is that cost for four posts then on that plastic?
Total cost?
Yeah, total cost four.
And longer, 1.5 metres.
Yeah, I just think very cheap because that's only one million.
£15 something.
18,
each.
Yeah, something.
That doesn't sound right. It doesn't.
No. Did we have the quote? I can't remember now. I know we've got the summary, but.
We've got the summary, yeah, it's probably. I can look it up, see if I can find it on the web. It's not there.
What are we going to... Wood? Wood is not going to last, though, is it? I mean, it's just not going to last.
What's that called? Fuel Chris.
Yeah, just trying to get on the website. Doesn't say what ones there are. Square post,
it's a square post, 100mm by 100mm.
40 by 40. 50 by 50. 100 by 100.
Yeah.
That can't be right then.
Why?
They're £40.61
each. Yeah.
To 78.85.
Yeah.
Choose an option length. 15,
so £40.61
each. That's
not
right. That's not
right, is it? No, we've been given a cost here of £67.68 in the quote, but looking at it, it's looking at the picture. It's that very first one that comes
that
up, which is length. Choose an option.
£40.61.
£1,500.
Yeah.
Unless they've done a special price hoping to get further business.
Well, £40.61 for a single post.
I think that's what I said.
I'm just saying. I'm repeating. 40-61 for a single post, but you need four, so that would equal 160 odd. Yes. Yeah. So, but maybe that's, if we actually have been quoted that much, it's a good discount.
I would query it.
Yes. It did seem rather cheap.
I think they're selling them at a loss.
Yeah. I don't know.
Shall we defer this one? I mean, I wouldn't go for the plastic because I think it looks better in oak, I understand, but perhaps I would suggest looking at this shrink wrap to go around it. But as the cost isn't particularly clear, that we've got the correct...
Cost is not clear for the plastic option.
Jess, have you been copied in on any other emails?
Not to do with the... an approach to the class. I'm going to do that. In a quotation folder.
Are they not uploaded to the...
It's been really unlike Carol to make a big mistake like that. Or to let a mistake like that come through, wouldn't it?
Seems unusual, doesn't it?
Not on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Are the quotes not on the website?
It's a shame to have to defer it because it's got to be the second or third time it's been
absolutely.
Yes, and the beacon post might be coming soon.
Yeah, so
it's not, it's not, it's not up, is it?
No.
Option A.
So the, I don't know which one it is, so I'm sure it's all three.
Did we get it as an attachment? Did we? No, there's just not as option A. We've got a summary, then we've got option B, and that's it.
No, there's anything else in the folder.
Because I suspect the option A was taken straight off the website somehow. But also, if you look at their website, it says currently out of stock on back order for that particular post.
The option B, are we not having four posts?
I think two are still okay, is that right?
Well, we've got two in place. So,
Yes, there's two oak posts remaining, so we only need to buy two oak posts to complete the set. But if we change the material, we need to buy four.
I mean, if you're going to pay 40 quid if they last a few years, it's 40 quid's worth, isn't it?
Well, if that is the total price for two posts, yes, that's... perfectly acceptable, £40 plus a donation.
And that is it states the total cost.
I know it does, but
I don't think that could be right.
Not for.
I think it is because I know where the oak is.
Okay, it's recycled oak, okay, old stock or whatever. But
yeah.
Doesn't need to be procured.
Well, let's go for B.
Yeah, let's go for that.
Let's go for B and C.
Okay.
It's not enough money to worry about. Yeah.
No.
And that would come with, obviously a donation. The labour's not included.
No, it's not included for any of the nurses.
No. Okay.
Well, I propose option B then.
Okay. I'll second it. All in favour?
Yes, we've got that.
Thank
one.
You very much. 26117, to note that the clerk used her delegated powers to pay for the emergency tree work in West Mersey Park at a cost of £100 plus VAT.
Noted.
Okay, thank you. Claire's meeting closed.
To watch the match tonight? I'm watching it from behind the sofa.
I'm just reordering my tea. I thought I'll pass late.